If you can, give us an overview. I mean, on one hand, over the years, e-filing for taxpayers has gotten really, really quick compared to where it was. On the other hand, Doug Shulman just last week was saying that some of the technology systems that they have date back to the 1960s. So can you review how all these modernization efforts and where, you know, how much of it is actually outdated and needs to be looked at?
Sure. If you look at the history of where IRS has been in attempting to modernize their systems, you know, this started with what was called the Tax Systems Modernization, commonly referred to as TSM, and that was canceled back in the mid-1990s. So that was a clear low point for the IRS. And, you know, what happened from that point forward, starting with Commissioner Rosati in 1998, there was an attempt to put more current technology in place. And this was a huge undertaking because we actually have the individual master file, which houses our individual taxpayer information. That's actually been used for more than 50 years. So what happened is over the years, there were starts and stops. Clearly, if you look from about from 2005 forward, there has been steady progress at the IRS in terms of modernizing some of those systems. And I say that because in 2005, that was the first time we actually started processing some tax returns on a modernized platform. Now, albeit they were a limited number and they were the least complicated tax returns, the 1040 EZs, but IRS started to do that. And Commissioner Shulman's absolutely right. There's a long ways to go, but earlier this year with the 2012 tax filing season, there was a huge step forward where, when I mentioned the individual master file that houses the individual taxpayer data, what happens with that individual master file, the way it is set up, the processing of tax returns occurs not on a very frequent basis. The IRS, what they did with this tax filing season is they got everyone's accounts into a modernized database, and they actually can process tax returns on a daily basis. And what that equates to is faster tax returns for citizens. Now, that being said, there's been good progress going forward, but the commissioner is completely right. There's now attempts to modernize further where we can enhance that information in a modernized database so that the IRS can provide even faster returns and improve customer service, better online tools for citizens and those types of things.
Yeah, he's referring, I guess, to the what the commissioner was talking about, or what you just described was CADI, right, the Customer Account Data Engine, which
exactly
did take them so long. And they've had a lot of different management structures to try to get at this. But isn't it fair to say that even though the logic might be 50 or 60 years old, the equipment they run it on is actually pretty up to date?
It's still a mix, Tom, when you look at that. I mean, they're getting there. So if you look at currently with the relational database that the taxpayer information is currently in, that's a step in the right direction. But there's still some antiquated information. Antiquated systems are out there that still houses some of the information. And the other thing, too, to keep in mind is, and this is actually a very good risk reduction move, the IRS in processing the 2011 tax returns with this tax filing season, the individual master file, even though we have the taxpayer information in the modernized database and we're using that, we still have the individual master file as a backup and contingency. And so ultimately, when you look at success, once we retire that individual master file and decommission it, that then we can truly say we've modernized in a significant manner. And why that is important is these old antiquated systems are very expensive and time-consuming to maintain.
We're speaking with David Pounder, the Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the GAO. Now, in 2004, the IRS took over day-to-day management of the program. They had a contractor acting as kind of a master contractor for everybody else, and then they switched to them being the master contractor. What do they have to do to convince Congress to loosen up some funds for something that everybody agrees is an important national priority?
Well, interestingly, Tom, when you look at the history here, and you're absolutely right, in 2004 there was a big shift away from the contractor having the majority of the control and having more control with internal IRS employees. And I think that was a move in the right direction because if you look from the 1998 to 2003 time frame, I mean, there were a lot of problems when they turned everything over to this prime contractor. Interestingly, over the years in the history here, is because of the starts and stops with IRS and some of their inability to deliver, Congress actually lessened their budget. When you look in the early 2000 to say 2006 time frame, there was a conscious decision by congressional appropriation committees to give them a smaller budget to manage associated with the modernization, because that would be, it would be a little bit more simple to manage, fewer projects going forward. We at GAO, through our work, we were very supportive of that. If you see, though, over the more recent years, as there's been more delivery and better cost and schedule performance on some of their systems, there has been a ticking up in the budget for IRS.
So then going forward, if they can continue that, well, Mr. Shulman is leaving, but that would sound like to be an important priority for whoever his successor is.
Yes, absolutely. And I will say this, too. If you look at the IRS budget for technology, it's not that they don't get a lot of money. There's actually $2.5 billion for the FY13 budget proposed. Now, the problem that IRS has is $2.1 billion. There's only about $330 million associated with this business systems modernization account. So what IRS has is all these antiquated systems that they need to keep up and running. And that is quite expensive and resource-intensive to maintain. What they need to do is they need to, they start to modernize, they need to shift that money that's going into these older systems to modernization. So, you know, you could argue that the fact that they need more money, but you could also argue that they need to shift the amount of money from old antiquated systems to new modernized systems. And this is a challenge with the federal government overall. If you look at the $80 billion spent on IT, 55 of the $80 billion collectively with all departments and agencies goes towards operations and maintenance, and only $25 billion goes towards new development. So it's a challenge the entire federal government has.
You could be writing Steve Van Rogel's speeches.
Well, Steve and I have a great relationship, and I know he's working real hard on the IT reform plan. So, and there's a lot of good things that are going on right now trying to move the federal IT community in the right direction.
Dave Palmer is Director of Information Technology Management Issues at GAO. Thanks for joining us with that update.
Thank you.